You may have given up trying to follow all of the news these days. You might have missed it, for example, when the online newspaper called The Onion reported this story, headlined, "Perky Canada has own government laws." Here's the first paragraph.
It's Monday morning, and Toronto resident Steve Dorman shares a quick breakfast of, quote, eggs, unquote, a native food, with his, quote, wife, unquote, an officially state-sanctioned mate, and discusses yesterday's poor showing by the hometown team in, quote, baseball, unquote, a popular local sport. After a kiss on his wife's cheek, he hops on the, quote, subway train, unquote, a mode of subterranean transport, to the office.
The story goes on to point out that murder is illegal in Canada, and the province of Saskatchewan was mentioned in a song in the Muppet movie. The Onion has also reported Secret of Fire falls into Russian hands, saying that Russian spies often carry fire in asbestos-lined cases on flights to Moscow. Other items include Reagan Pyramid nears completion, Black Bear attacks, rapes zookeeper, and Bantu tribesman uses IBM modem to crush nut. The Onion is published in Madison, Wisconsin. It's available on the internet and in a printed form. Scott Dickers is the editor. He says the atmosphere at the weekly is decidedly informal.
We've never really recruited anybody. The people that work here now kind of came to us and made us hire them. We've never, like, gone out and found someone and said, hey, you're really good. You should work for us.
So you're looking to have the door open and somebody comes in and says, Bantu tribesman uses IBM modem to crush nut, right? You want somebody to do that.
Exactly. And when somebody does that, we usually say, great, write it. You're hired.
And if you can get a page and a half, a print out of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's work that you have a good idea, a good slug line, and you can't get it to pay off.
No, that never happens. We write the headlines first, then we write the stories. And I can't remember once ever in our 8-year history of not being able to write a story for a headline that we liked.
Whose idea was the story, Christ Returns to the NBA, to the National Basketball Association, to play with the Atlanta Hawks?
I forget. You know, a lot of the ideas, we come into these meetings and we basically have about 4 or 5 hour meeting of just cracking jokes and just laughing until we can't stand up anymore or sit down anymore. And, you know, at the end of it, we've got a big list of ideas. I don't know where they come from.
What's the best idea somebody had?
The best idea we ever had. We really liked Super Monkey Collider loses funding. I really liked that one.
I missed that one.
Yeah, that's an older one.
What would have been the reading material of the average staffer growing up?
Crime fiction. Carl Sagan books, and a hell of a lot of sitcoms.
Sitcoms?
Oh, yeah.
See, I thought you would have said Cracked Magazine, Mad Magazine, National Lampoon.
We all enjoyed Mad Magazine, sure. National Lampoon was a little before our time.
Now, as you matriculate there at Madison University, most of the people working are going to school at the University of Wisconsin?
Most of the people working at The Onion are dropouts of the University of Wisconsin.
I see. So no, I really shouldn't ask you what you intend to do after you graduate.
No, because most of us probably never will. We're doing what we want to do now, I guess.
What about gainful employment sometime along the line?
Well, this is pretty gainful. But a lot of us have left The Onion and gone to Hollywood, try to pursue writing careers.
Really?
Sure.
Anybody actually working?
Yeah. There's a team of about 4 ex-Onion writers working there right now, trying to break into the business. It's a cutthroat business, you know. They had a lot of creative freedom when they were working at The Onion, and they got out there and realized, oh, yeah, we have to do what other people say, don't we? but they're enjoying themselves,
yeah.
And they're doing well.
Scott Dickers talking with us from member station WHA in Madison, Wisconsin.